sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, great new inventory. Saw Tom Murch yesterday. He looked over at me and he says, who has Hyundai? I said, Sunbury Motors does. And great pre-owned inventory all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Well, Matt Cotrillo is here in the Sunbury Motors studio today.
This is pretty cool. I like it a lot.
You like it?
I do. Yeah. This is a great setup here you got.
Got everything in here, I think.
Yeah.
We've got three microphones. We've got printer, scanner, computer. Let's see what else we have here. We've got all sorts of stuff to record with.
I like all the photos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the photos. Lots of photos in here.
But I particularly love the Christmas tree coming downstairs. That's there every year that Kathy told me about when we came
in. It's always there. It's always there. Yeah, it's always there. Always make sure that it's fresh and ready. All good. Okay. The big story, and no, it's not the Yankee game, even though Matt is wearing, by the way, his Yankee jersey today.
We're just going to pretend like that didn't happen last night, but we'll talk about that later.
I will make one quick comment about that, to be honest with you. There are three primary rules in baseball I do not like that they have instituted. All right, I do not like the seven-inning doubleheaders. I'm glad they're going away with it. This is Major League Baseball. In the minor leagues, yes, I'm all for seven-inning doubleheaders in the minors. The difference between minors and majors is this. Okay, I had to use five pitchers last night. I can call somebody up to bolster myself and give those guys a break. In the minors, you can't do that, right? You can't do that in the minors. You can't say, oh, hey, we're the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. We're going to call up somebody from Hudson Valley. Can't do that, right? You independently can't do that. The organization has to do it. As the major league team, you can do it. So you don't need seven-inning doubleheaders. Starting with the runner on second, no. In the minors, yes. Again, I don't want to be overusing pitching to do it. In the majors, don't worry about it. It's fine. You can do what I just talked about. You have the power to move parts around. You're the organization. And then the three-batter rule, I can't stand. That poor kid went out there last night, and you could tell right away that it was not his night. The moment was way too big for him. And he had to face the three batters. Because remember, Devers scored, but Devers was the last out of the ninth inning.
Right.
So he was the designated runner to start at second, which is when this rule was in play in the New York Penn League. That's what I referred to that runner as, the DR, as the designated runner. They stole a slice of the Charlie Finley piece. That kid had to face Bogarts, Martinez, and Renfroe. No matter what. The first time that Aaron Boone could take him out would be, I guess Vasquez was on deck, would be the first. That's the first batter he could take him out, and he never got to him. Never could. Those three rules I can't stand. Now, they've already addressed two of them. The three batter rule's got to go.
Yeah, I'm the same way, too.
I mean, you need to sit down with your umpires union. This is an umpiring thing. Sorry, it's an umpiring thing. Enforce the rules. You want to make the game move? Make the guy pitch. You want the game to move? Okay, 1 foot in the box. Simple as that. Make them enforce the rules and enforce them in spring training. When it doesn't matter, where you set the tone for the whole year, this is how we're going to do it. This will be how we do it. Then after that, however long the game goes, But you need to enforce the rules that you currently have on the books. And that's an umpiring deal. They've given too much latitude to the players. Get back in the box. Nobody bought a ticket here to watch you roam around and redo your batting gloves. Nobody did. Get in the box and hit. Get the ball, pitch. This is the anniversary today of Mark Burley's perfect game.
Oh, that's right.
Mark Burley was so great for the game because Mark Burley just pitched. That's all he did. His games took less time than anybody. You know how long the perfect game was? And I think the game was like an 8-0 game or something like that. 1 hour, 59 minutes.
Wow.
1:59. That was his perfect game. And it's up to the umpires to enforce the rules. Three-batter rule? No, I'm not worried about a three-batter rule if I'm making the rest of the game move. I'm not worried about that. I hate the three-batter rule. And that kid last night got hung out to dry. I mean, I can sit there and argue about, like, I know you have to manage a season, but, okay, because of how you use Britton and Chapman, they, quote, weren't available last night.
Which now, that I didn't understand. And there's many things that Aaron Boone did last night that I did not understand.
Now,
the handling of Luis Sessa, too, was my other problem from last night. Because I just feel like they could have avoided him in that spot.
Yeah. So, Minnesota Vikings coach Rick Dennison has been fired. Why? Because he refused to receive the vaccine. He is out as a Vikings assistant coach. He is the first NFL position coach to part ways with his team after choosing not to receive the vaccine. So Rick Dennison is out.
This is going to be a very interesting couple of weeks, especially as we start training camp, too, with this rule that has now come into play, with the NFL laying the hammer down. There's a lot of angry players right now.
Meanwhile, the suit already has his VCR set to go.
That's right.
Because we can't miss the rowing preliminary. All right. The opening ceremonies, by the way, have already taken place. They're done.
That's correct.
Right. I don't know if you watched it at all this morning.
No, I did not. I actually forgot that they would be live early this morning, but I will watch tonight when I get settled at my in-laws later. Catch the rest of it.
This will be great. There's nothing like the action of watching people go around in circles. The ratings are going to be interesting, and they're probably not going to be great. Just a thought. Now, we're going to get to the primary story of the day. That is the Oklahoma-Texas story. We'll do that in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Matt is here with us in the Sunbury Motor Studio, and we are brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And at some point, we're probably going to get to maybe four 16-team conferences. Now, the ACC is close to it right now. the vulnerable conferences are the obvious one is the Big 12. That's obvious. And again, part of this is when do the TV contracts, when are they up? The Big Ten's next to negotiate. That's why I complained yesterday and said, look, somebody explain to me. Can anybody explain to me why nobody asked Kevin Warren about when they're going to start negotiating?
Rightfully so.
I sit there like, it's this one of the single most important issues in the conference. Like, it's nice that you ask questions about, do you think they made the right decision last year? You got to start looking forward, right? And that's the way forward is TV money, streaming money, media rights money. That's the way forward. So the next contract that's up is the Pac-12 in 24, and then the Big 12, as we all know by now, is up in 25. Everyone is saying, and pretty much the grant of rights media-wise usually is tied to the contract, to when the contract runs out. That's usually how media rights work. Now, let's throw a couple things out there for you that are relevant to you, the fan, but not relevant to the talk. By the way, the suit says, don't ruin the opening ceremonies for me tonight. Okay, just so you know, they actually did parade in as a team.
Correct.
Naomi Osaka did light the torch.
Correct.
And that was all the action. And you can hear protesters outside the stadium.
All not surprising.
I apologize to the suit for ruining the expected. Do I feel badly about it? You're looking at my face right now. How badly do I seem to feel?
Not much.
At all. All right, so. You want to tape delay the sucker? This is what you got to deal with. All right. So. Let's discuss what is not relevant, that is relevant to you, the fan, but is not even remotely relevant to the conversation. I've had people say to me today, be great if you've got Oklahoma State. They have great wrestling. Okay, it's great for you, the fan. It is not even a discussion point with schools.
Well, just like we said yesterday with UConn and women's basketball, same thing.
Nothing to do with it. It's zero. It is a great bonus after the fact. It is a great bonus after the fact. I remember when people were courting UConn. You can go and they go, boy, they could bring that women's basketball. There's nobody in the ACC talking about that. Nobody. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Except other women's basketball coaches. But in terms of the reason to make the move, okay, you're along for the ride. You go where they tell you. You are not a negotiating point. We could get Gino Auriemma. Do you think the ACC looked around and said, we could get Gino Auriemma? They looked around and said, what does UConn bring to the table as a market? What do they bring to the table as a brand? And do they help us in football at all? And how does BC feel? The discussion at that point is now over.
Yep, exactly.
You might bring up men's basketball.
Right, that would be, for UConn, yes. That would be the only suit there. But you football, might, you're getting nothing.
But you don't bring up anything else. There's nothing else that comes up. UConn's great in baseball. Yay. And UConn is good at baseball. But it's like, okay. That's nice. That's a bonus. So don't even bother bringing up other sports. Don't even bother. Hey, boy, that'd be a great addition, you know, to bring them in as a wrestling program. Do you think that there's a single athletic director that's sitting there saying, boy, if we make this move, we'll get better wrestling? No. Hey, later on, after the deal is done, like, hey, you know what? They actually enhances in wrestling. It'll enhance in women's basketball. You know, that's after. when you're sitting down and talking about it, what attracts you right away is, okay, what do they bring to the table as a market? What do they bring to the table as a brand? Right? Now let's get into the football discussion, and maybe somebody will bring up the men's basketball component. Right? Maybe. And even that part's a maybe.
Right.
But it does bring with it NCAA tournament money. So that's why I bring that up, because of the Kansas component. What they bring to the table football-wise, ooh, but basketball-wise, they do bring the potential of deep runs in the NCAA tournament, which brings with it units and money. All right? And they're referred to, by the way, as units. So, look, Oklahoma and Texas are the two biggest, two of the bigger brands out there. The next brand that you look at out there is USC. USC is not going anywhere. I could see USC being the linchpin to get schools to go west of what's remaining of the Big 12. At one point, Texas and Oklahoma were talking about the possibility of going to the Pac-12 and making a super conference, and then the deal fell through. You know, people talk about deals are made to be broken. To say everything's fair game, you're naive. I'm going to break my deal. It's worth tens of millions. You'd have to go to court and fight it to get out of the deal. It's just that's the way it is. I mean, if you're going to go around and say deals are made to be broken, there's a reason they put the deal together. So you're talking about Notre Dame and their grant of rights through 2036. That deal was put together because they made Maryland pay the $50 million exit fee. They didn't want to deal with exit fees anymore. That's why they did the grant of rights. Now, does the AAU mean something? Now, when Nebraska was invited in, they were at the time members of the AAU, and then a year afterward fell out. If you're wondering about who's in, I brought up Colorado yesterday. They are in. Kansas is also in the AAU, which has always been among the university presidents and chancellors in the Big Ten a factor. All right, today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. What a great opening half hour. We've already ruined the Olympic experience for the soup by explaining that athletes marched in and went in an oval, and Naomi Osaka lit the torch.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. The suit is fully stocked for 2 weeks.
That's right.
He'll be in the bunker watching everything. First time ever, karate in the Olympics. He's there. Wine coolers, water, suit needs to stay hydrated. Soft drink snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Anthony doing a great job in the studio today, as we are here today. All right, so the stories, of course, Brett McMurphy was on 1010XL today from Stadium. He said, Texas A&M is being kept out of the loop is absolutely 100% inaccurate. Multiple SEC sources told me, McMurphy, all university presidents have been part of the process all along. Anything else is 1,000% false. Texas and Oklahoma will also notify the Big 12 next week of their intention to leave the league. The feeling is that they'll notify the SEC next week to officially apply for the SEC's league membership. Now, the key is going to be, can they get 11 votes? Here's going to be the Texas A&M argument. The Texas A&M argument to other schools is going to be this. Well, gee, if we let in Texas, you know, see, Oklahoma won't be a part of this conversation. Oklahoma's going to get in. Okay. The argument that Texas A&M will have is quite simple. Probably ineffective, but simple. If you're going to let Texas in, hey, South Carolina, what's to keep us from not having Clemson? Hey, Georgia, what's to keep us from not having Georgia Tech? Hey, Florida, what's to keep us from not having Florida State or Miami? Because, again, when you're looking around at this, in the world of recruiting, Texas A&M right now is the only school in the state of Texas that can look at a recruit and say, hey, come to Texas A&M, be a part of the Southeastern Conference, be a part of the SEC. You're the only ones that can say that. Now you'll have a mega brand in Texas having the ability to say the same thing. That's what their argument will be. Whether it's effective or not, who knows? There are three states in the SEC that do have multiple conference teams: Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Same story in the Big Ten. There are three states that have multiple teams: Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana. Indiana's Purdue, Indiana, Illinois, Northwestern, Michigan, Michigan State. That was Michigan's argument in 1953 about Michigan State. They did not want Michigan State in the conference with them. Michigan was adamant about that. Michigan was even pushing at that time to get Pitt and not Michigan State. So that was always the argument. And that'll be the argument that Texas A&M will make to other schools. It will be ineffective in the end because Georgia does not feel like Georgia Tech's coming in. South Carolina doesn't feel like Clemson's coming in. And Florida doesn't feel like Florida State or Miami are coming in. Texas is a different deal. The massive size of the state to begin with is different than everybody else. But Texas is also, if Texas goes in, Texas is going to have to play by the SEC rules. Every other entity that Texas has been in, the Southwest Conference and the Big 12, they have always dictated the terms. Texas gets 40% of the TV money in the Big 12. 40%. The other 60% is split up among the other nine schools. They won't do that in this conference. They will get 1/16. Or the conference office gets a cut, but all right. But 1/16 of the pie will be theirs. That's going to be a pretty darn large pie. They may ride it out. They may ride it out to the end of the contract and not have to pay the grant of rights fee, which if they go out with 2 years remaining would be $80 million. Now, can Texas afford it? Oil prices are up. Can Oklahoma afford it? Oklahoma's got a lot of oil, too. I remember doing basketball out there, and then I covered a football game there, too. And I said to somebody, I said, I'm going in, we're driving in. I said, we saw oil derricks everywhere. I said, if they thought there was oil in the 50, they'd be playing around it.
There you go.
All right. But they may ride it out and not pay the grant of rights. Don't bother going to court. Start playing in 2025. They very well may do that. Now you got to. That means you got to ride out four seasons, 21, 2, 3, and 4. You'd have to ride it out for 4 years. Or you may sit down and say, okay, let's negotiate this. What does it take for us to be out?
Both wouldn't be surprising to me. Because if I'm the SEC, Steve, I probably don't care, because if Texas has to wait until 2024, 2025, well, that's when the new TV contract with ESPN starts. That's perfect timing in my book.
Yeah, it's their contract starts on the 24 season. They don't mind how long it takes. They don't mind. In fact, it also opens the door to give them time to renegotiate the contract.
It's true.
It's more powerful now. More powerful. Then the Big 12 is, look, one Big 12 athletic director, and these are always going to be anonymous, said, what do we do? Get Memphis, Houston, and Cincinnati and UCF? He said, no offense. What do they bring to the table? Now, there's going to be a group of you that say, oh, well, look, Cincinnati's got good football. UCF's been really good. No, 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 no. What are the three factors? Brand, market, football. Okay, so they play good football. Good. Houston's the fifth largest market in the country. Good. Do they enhance, is their brand, does their brand enhance you? No. That's with all due respect to Houston. That's all with all due respect to Cincinnati. Well, they got the market. When I'm talking market, I'm talking not just the city you're in. I'm talking about the state you're in. That's why, how about Iowa State? I already have Iowa. Why do I need Iowa State? Pitt! I have Penn State. I don't need Pitt.
Especially Pitt now.
I'm saying, but
no offense.
But I already have the market.
Football or men's basketball.
But I already have the market. They're not going to get me any more streaming. They're not going to get me more cable. I already have it. The Big Ten Network's already on in 83% of the state. It's on it completely in Pittsburgh. Okay, what is Pitt? Does Pitt get me the other 17%? No, it doesn't. See, there's two. See, you can't come at this from the. Well, they're good football. Okay, well, that's a factor. Okay, that's a starting point. But then the other two factors crush you. You're done. You're finished. You can't do anything with it. West Virginia. Brand is okay. Market's okay. Football's okay. But does it help you? No. It really doesn't. So what helps? You can't really look at the ACC because of the grantor rights. I mean, the home run is always going to be Notre Dame. But their basketball and other sports grantor rights, not football, are tied up until 2036. You'd have to go to court, or they'd have to negotiate to get out. For all you think that you just walk away and do whatever you want, you can't. That's why bother signing the agreement? That's why Texas and Oklahoma may ride it out to 2025 to force a negotiation and not to pay the $80 million. A piece. It's not $80 million combined. It's a piece. That's why I brought up Colorado the other day. Colorado's never been in any of these discussions. I brought that up myself. What do they bring to the table? A, okay, let's start with this. They do border Nebraska. Right? Go ahead. Take out a map. Look it up. You'll see it. Okay. Number two, they already have that rivalry with Nebraska. They used to be the last game of the season after Oklahoma and Nebraska were put into different divisions. Okay. The brand Colorado is a good brand. Not awesome and incredible. It's a good brand. They're a member of the AAU. And they bring with it the 16th largest television market in the country. They're the 16th largest SMSA. Standard Metropolitan Statistical Area. Okay. They're 16. Oh. Football's okay. Sometimes good, sometimes not. But it's they're not 1-10 every year. When Penn State was fighting, when Penn State got to the Rose Bowl in 16, Colorado was in the big Pac-12 championship game. Lost to USC. Oh, no, my apologies. They played Washington that year.
That's right, yes.
They played Washington in the Pac-12 championship game. Okay? And lost. So some years okay, some years not. But they do bring it to the table. Kansas? Now, look, I understand Kansas City is in Missouri, but there's also a Kansas City, Kansas, which is a decent-sized city on the other side of the river. But let's face it, Kansas City, Missouri is within their... They're a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri. Lawrence is. When they play the Big 12 tournament at the Sprint Center, they're the home team. Everybody knows it. Wichita's a good-sized market. Basketball's awesome, no getting around it, FBI aside. Football is just an absolute slog. But, Lance Leopold's good coach. They just hired him from Buffalo. He gives them a good chance of getting better. But they do bring some positives to the table, especially the men's basketball component. The brand Kansas is also good. They're also a member of the AAU, which is the academic component. A quick note for the suit. Tonight's opening ceremonies for the Olympics are over. Finished hours ago. We have pictures.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
We have pictures. In fact, right now, you know what action is going on right now in Tokyo? Sleep. All right, back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today.
S-U-I-T, that spells suit.
Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hey, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The suit was dancing to this morning when the opening ceremonies were going on. He said, "Sculling was pretty cool live last night."
Oh, I texted, my almighty!
I texted him back. I said, especially when the boat sunk.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going for action.
Clearly.
He says, quote, "I've seen softball, sculling, and a bit of soccer so far." Rebecca, his wife, is so excited that she's bought a few books for the next few weeks so she had something to do. Yes, she represents a good chunk of America.
No good! No good! No good!
Yes.
By the way, George emails us and says, West Virginia doesn't have enough TV sets.
Jeez, George. George, jeez. Oh, my goodness. That's just cruel. Cruel. Okay. So Bruce Feldman, along with Sam Kahn Jr., wrote on The Athletic. A Big 12 athletic director told The Athletic Friday morning, quote, "I'm shell-shocked. Reaching out to the Pac-12 about a potential 20-school merger was discussed during last night's Big 12 leadership call. They think that's a far more favorable alternative for the Big Ten than bringing in new members." As one AD said, quote, Bringing in a Cincinnati and UCF doesn't bring any eyeballs. I know we go through this adorable exercise all the time about you got to give UCF a chance. That's fine. In a 12-team playoff, they'd have a chance. And it'll be fun to watch. Do you want to watch UCF every week? No. What makes the brand is Penn. People want to see Penn State all the time. They want to see Ohio State. Okay, maybe they've struggled a bit, but they want to see Michigan. They want to see Texas. They want to see Alabama. They want to see Georgia. They want to see USC. There are only select brands out there. UCF is just trying to do the best they can with what they have. Same thing with Cincinnati. A second league AD told Bruce Feldman, there is no combination of group of five members we can add that will garner our same TV deal. But it's all on the table right now. I don't think Texas A&M has been very successful in blocking this, and I think he's right about that. A&M's trying, and I gave you a line what their argument will be, but it's not going to go. They'll get 11. They'll get 11 to say yes. Second Big 12 AD said, I'm not surprised by Texas, but I'm really disappointed by the way Oklahoma has handled this. They participated in all of our meetings without saying a single word. Okay? I think this has been going on for 6 months at a minimum, and probably 3 months. But 6 months maximum, 3 months minimum, and ESPN has been right in the middle of it.
Of course.
The grant of rights agreement makes it difficult for Texas. See, that's why I talk about grant of rights, okay? I'm talking about what makes the engine go. You can't be the simple talk show host going, I think they should take North Carolina and Virginia. That'd be great. You can't just do it. There are rules. Either know the rules or get off the air. Okay? Simple as that. Or ask somebody who does know the rules. The grant of rights agreement makes it difficult for Texas and Oklahoma to leave the conference quickly. Under the contract, any school that leaves the Big 12 before its expiration would forfeit the remaining media rights distributions plus pay what it would have received the final 2 years. So the Big 12 payout in 2020 was $37.7 million. Sources believe Texas and Oklahoma would be looking at a fee of potentially $80 million or more if it entered the SEC with 2 years remaining on the grant of rights. They would not be given permission to exit until June 30th, 2023 at the earliest. That's why the 2 years. Because it'd be 24-25. Attorneys are digging into the grant of rights agreement. What does it look like? Think about the alternatives, said a second athletic director. If they're getting out before there's going to be so many legal battles and all the back and forth. That's exactly right. This is going to court.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.